It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Although oil prices have actually dropped a little bit over the last 2 weeks, gas prices have not. And $4 a gallon, that's a reality in many U.S. cities.
How about the equivalent of $9 a gallon? That's what British motorists are paying. And like drivers here in this country, many are very unhappy about the price. Here's a little sample of opinion from London.
Basically, we will moan and groan and everything else, but when it comes actually to doing something about it, we let it be.
I mean, what, the price of fuel's gone up over a pound in not even a year?
Yeah, getting a bit on the ridiculous side.
Outrageous.
Not much we can do about it.
It's just a rip-off. It's going up about a penny every day.
I think the government should cut the rate of tax on fuel.
You know, if I had my fare going up a penny every day, I'd be a millionaire.
British motorists complaining about the high price of fuel in that country.
Here in the States, while consumers are worrying about prices, some lawmakers are trying to tackle global climate change. In Southern California, a lawmaker is pushing a plan that would reduce greenhouse gases and road congestion. Nate Berg reports.
At more than $4 a gallon, gas prices are already too high for many Angelenos. But a new bill moving its way through the state legislature could push that price up another 9 cents. All that loose change would add up to create a county public transportation fund worth more than $400 million a year.
The status quo is not acceptable.
That's Mike Feuer, a Democrat in the California State Assembly. He represents Los Angeles and is the author of the bill.
No one would say that we can be sanguine about the impact of global warming. No one would say that LA status as the number one sort of place for air pollution in the country ought to continue to be so. And no one would say that we have a muscular public transit infrastructure here in Los Angeles. The question is, what are we going to do about it?
What he wants to do is let LA's transit agency, the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, bring his funding idea before the county's voters. The MTA could either ask voters to support the gas fee or an additional fee of up to $90 on their annual car registrations. The money it raises would fund public transit projects and programs aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. In a county with nearly 6 million registered drivers, getting enough voters behind the bill will be a challenge. But Feuer thinks it can be done, and that now's the time to do it.
For the first time here in Los Angeles, there's a real openness to thinking in new ways about how we get from one place to another. I clearly think the time is right here, because of that awareness, to try to give voters these kinds of choices.
But for industries that rely on gasoline, a rise in price is a tough sell.
You're asking one segment to help another segment. I think it's just unfair.
Antoine Royster is on the board of directors of the Greater California Livery Association, which represents limousine drivers in California. Los Angeles is a major market for limos, and when gas prices rise, limo prices rise.
We have to pass on those additional fees to the client, bottom line. It's affecting not only us, but it's also affecting our clientele.
Americans pay some of the lowest taxes on gasoline in the world, and Feuer says taxpayers are going to have to play a bigger role in funding transit if it's ever going to improve. Much of the burden, he says, is going to have to fall on the driver. At this old service station in busy central Los Angeles, Otta Mann and Rudolph Porter are filling up their tanks. Like every other driver question here, they are not happy about Feuer's proposal.
It just seems like we're already paying so much for gas.
I don't like the idea. I think gas is high enough, and I think that they need to find the money elsewhere.
For public transportation systems, finding the money elsewhere is already happening. They couldn't stay in operation without government and taxpayer money. But getting money directly from drivers is relatively new territory. And while it may make LA drivers uneasy, for bus riders like Chris Griffin...
I don't drive, so I think that's an awesome idea.
Griffin is riding the bus down LA's Wilshire Boulevard.
You know, I pay taxes on a lot of stuff that I don't use.
Feuer's bill was just approved by the California State Assembly. It will head next to the State Senate. For National Public Radio, I'm Nate Berg.